Russell waits, and here it comes. Runners go, pitch is swung on, hit in the air, deep center. Revere back, he turns around, so long. Three-run homer, Addison Russell over the center field wall. Cubs lead at 3-1. There's a line shot, right center field, base hit, Caesar scores. Young speeds around second. He's on his way to third. He'll stop there, and Mooney Kawasaki gets the Cubs on the board with an RBI single. It's 3-1 Diamondbacks. Drug issues. Here's another deep drive. Center field this time. Almora Jr. back. He's at the wall. He leaps. Oh, my goodness. What a catch. He slams into the G. Giordano side with the ball in the glove. And then holds it up for the umpire. That's the final out of the inning. To his right on his horse, and he gets a standing ovation as he heads back to the Cubs' third base dugout. Addison Russell, Miguel Montero, and John Jay all scheduled to bat for the Cubs in the fourth inning. Dodgers two runs on four hits and two errors. Cubs two runs, two hits, and one miscue. Addison Russell coming up. A couple of really nice defensive plays in the top of the fourth inning. Oh, the first pitch to him is a called strike. Cubs and Dodgers. Two of the best teams in the National League a year ago as the pitch is outside for a ball. A lot of experts feel like it'll come down to these two teams again. Here comes the pitch on the way home. Swing and a miss. Dodgers had that 2-1 lead in their series against the Cubs. Started to worry a little bit, but it was Russell who's hit by a pitch. That one came in and got him on the arm. That had that home run. It seemed to turn the entire series around.
Yeah, the home run to right center field. Addison hit a ball right on a button in Dodger Stadium in a night game that really ball does not carry in Dodger Stadium at night. And it really did. It turned him around for the rest of the playoffs, and he's still a little shaken up. That ball, I believe, hit him on either the left-hand wrist or lower forearm as he started to turn into the ball, and he's still scuffling over there at first base. I'm going to guess the trainer, Ed Helberg, is looking out at him from the Cubs dugout. It looks like Addy's going to be okay. He's going to stay in the ballgame. But the last thing you want is to get hit somewhere around the hands at this time of the year in spring training.
That got him just above the wristband and just above the elbow on his arm. So the Cubs with a runner at first. Russell with a big lead, takes off for second, and a hit and run as that pitch to Miguel Montero is fouled away for strike one. 2-2 game here in the fourth.
Boy, Addison had a great lead and a great jump at first base. Miggy, being a left-handed hitter, really doesn't have the advantage of being able to see the jump that Addison got at first, or else he'd let that pitch go.
Brock Stewart, the pitcher, with Russell at first base before that throw to Montero at the plate, just kind of looked at Russell and, you know, said something like, hey, my bad.
Yeah.
You can see him touch his chest with the glove. Obviously, that got away here in the Cactus League. Montero swings at this pitch and sends it a mile high into that desert sky. Underneath of it, Hernandez backs up a couple of steps and in very shallow center. When it finally lands, he makes the catch, and there's one down.
That's one in another couple weeks will probably end up in the grass berm. That is a good pitch to hit. Middle of the plate, about belt high, and Miggy just a little bit underneath it. And in another couple weeks of seeing pitches, that ball will end up getting crushed. But a good swing by Montero, just under, just enough to keep it in the ballpark.
So runner at first, one out. John Jay up. Singled and scored back in the second inning. Dodgers and Cubs tied at two.
See if Addy takes off again here on the first pitch. Throw over back to first base. Addison with a really good lead at first base. And I know this is one of the things they've been working with him on in spring is his ability, because he runs well, his ability to possibly steal some more bases.
Here comes the pitch home, and that's low. Addison Russell won the shortstop job over some very good competition. Starlin Castro was the Cubs' starting shortstop at the time. Javi Baez plays shortstop. The Cubs also had Arismendi Alcantara, and he rose to the top and won the job, and he's been fantastic and an all-star as Jay swings and misses. How did he do it?
Consistency. And we talked about this the other day, and same thing with Glenn and I. At that position, you touch the ball so often that you really want somebody that's going to make all of the routine plays. And then Addison, obviously with his athletic ability, can do more than that. But it's the consistency that he brings to the table defensively at short that Joe Maddon loves.
There's a swing and a miss by Jay, and he's behind now, a ball and two strikes. I think that's the name of the game, too, consistency, right?
It really is. But in particular at shortstop defensively, that's what managers are. You just can't be a winning organization and a winning ball club without a steady defensive shortstop. It just doesn't happen.
Who were some of the best shortstops you played with?
Played with some good ones. I played with Derek Jeter. You talk about consistency as a player. He was one of them.
There's a snap throw to first, and Russell just back in ahead of the tag. Yeah, they don't get much better than Jeter.
No, Derek was outstanding. He was a guy also that really studied the game. He understood positioning on the field, and he was the leader of the infield with the shifting of what we did. Excellent, excellent player, and will be a Hall of Famer. Cesar Esturiz was another guy, played a little bit in the minor leagues and then in the big leagues. And you talk about a guy with great hands. He was a guy, didn't get a lot of notoriety, but with the Dodgers, great, great hands.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Jay is out. Kept him down in the zone, and he chased a couple of balls there. And he strikes out.
Yeah, good off-speed pitch by Stewart. Had Jay out in front.
So now Jamer Candelario up for the Cubs. He tripled and scored. 2-2 game in the bottom of the fourth inning. He'll bat left-handed.
One other shortstop I played with, an all-star shortstop who didn't play for a long time in the big leagues, but I think 6-7 years. Christian Guzman, you remember that?
Yeah,
name?
Sure do.
Great talent, great speed, really athletic young guy.
First pitch in there for a strike. Got our first question on Twitter, at Broadcaster Mick. Antone wants to know, when do you see Jamer getting called up to the majors, if at all this season?
Well, he got called up last year. He spent some time in Chicago when the Cubs had some injury issues. He's a guy that, on a different ball club, would probably be in the big leagues now.
Swing and a miss, high heater, and it's 0-2.
He's in a tough spot with the Chicago Cubs. He's a corner infielder. And those spots are covered right now for the Chicago Cubs for quite some time with Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo.
You just never know, though. That's why you build depth, right?
That's right.
Long pause. And Stewart delivers as the runner goes again, and the pitch is fouled back. So it's 0-2 to Candelario. A 2-2 tie in the bottom of the fourth, Cubs and Dodgers. Just enough cloud cover to keep the sun from totally glaring us out.
Yeah. Beautiful day here in Mesa. Boy, and as you said, look at the standing room only crowd.
No, there's just
it's three or four deep in the concourse all the way around the ballpark.
Here's the pause in the 0-2 outside a ball. I'll tell you what I like about this stadium. That second deck in left field, you just don't see that in a lot of spring training parks. And it's packed up there today.
Little Budweiser rooftop deck. Cubs just did some, and so did the city of Mesa, did some really nice things with this ballpark.
1-2. Hook back and foul. Yeah, when we got here for the first time and you look at the way that the berm's constructed and you realize it mirrors the bleachers and the wells just like at Wrigley Field.
Fans giving somebody a hard time for not giving the ball
to the kid,
to a
right?
Youngster. I got to believe that's the case, right?
Throw the first runner back in there.
One thing about our Chicago fans, they will let you know how they feel.
No doubt. Ball and two strikes the count. And the pitch outside, ball two. So Candelario is down 0-2. He's worked it back to 2-2. He's out of New York. How about his debut? Cubs playing in New York and had a ton of family and friends there. Cubs playing the Mets. They were Mets fans, but they were Candelario fans. Here's a high drive. Right field. Tolles towards the line, and he can't get there. It hits in fair, and it's grabbed on one bounce. Russell all the way to third. He'll stop. Candelario to second with a double. And there's men at second and third with two outs here in the Cubs' fourth. A long, long way to go for the speedy right fielder, Andrew Tolles, and a double.
Yeah, Tolles was playing straight up in right field, and this ball hit right down the line. Stays fair only by a couple feet. And Tolles does a very good job of getting to this ball and catching it on an awkward hop. He didn't really have time to lay out to try to catch this ball, but he catches it on an in-between hop, the first hop down the line, and if that ball gets by him, Russell scores easily from first, but Tolles making a nice play, keeping Russell at third base.
2-2 game, runners at second and third, two outs, Matt Caesar up. Right fielder batting in the ninth spot, and the first pitch to him is in there for a strike. Caesar last year was not on the postseason roster, but his bat made a huge impact. Here comes the 0-1. That's inside. It nicked him. And he's hit by a pitch, and he'll head to first. Got him on the forearm as he was trying to hold up on his swing.
Second hit batter of the inning for Stewart. He hit Russell with an inside fastball in the wrist or forearm area, and now the same thing with Matt Caesar, so the Cubs will have the bases loaded with two outs. And this would be a good time for Jason Hayward to punch in here for spring with this new swing and drive one in a gap and knock in a couple runs.
Hayward up 0-for-2 in the ball game, looking for a spring training hit. Tied at two. Bases are juiced. Of course, last year Caesar lent Anthony Rizzo his bat.
Yeah.
Rizzo was in a little bit of a funk. Turned Rizzo's postseason around in the Cubs.
Against these Dodgers is when that happened.
Yep, the Cubs went on to beat the Dodgers. First pitch to Hayward, low and away, ball one. What a great teammate.
Oh, Matt, he's outstanding. And he's one of those guys that, you know, you and I talked about this the other day, all the scouts that are here. He is out of options at the end of this spring training.
Hayward takes ball two.
So the Cubs have to either keep him on a big league roster or, you know, he has the ability to become a free agent and go somewhere else. A lot of teams here watching Matt Caesar. He just brings a lot to the table for a team. And, you know, everybody wonders what would happen with Matty if he were to get 500 at-bats.
Here's the two-ball pitch. Outside again. Ball three. One more ball, and the Cubs will take the lead. This game's tied at two in the fourth. Yeah, that's a good question. Most players, they get drafted, and they get better. But Caesar has gotten way better every year. Outside, ball four. 3-2 Cubs. Stewart walks in the go-ahead run.
Stewart really never came close. Every pitch, arm side away, and that's the same side that he hit both guys in Matt Caesar and Addison Russell. And it just seems like to me he's not finishing his pitches and just kind of casting them out and is missed to the same side of the plate. So Jason Hayward doing a good job staying off some bad pitches, and the Cubs take the lead 3-2.
There's Rick Honeycutt. Dodger great. Now the pitching coach out to the mound to talk to Stewart. Base is loaded, and don't look now. Here's Chris Bryant waiting in the on-deck circle. He'll be at the plate when this meeting breaks up.
Rick Honeycutt getting a long chat with his pitcher, Stewart. And I wonder if there's an issue, like a health issue, with Stewart on the mound as long as he was out there talking, but Honeycutt's going to head back to the dugout. and we'll play on. But, you know, with the new rules in the game, that one was about three times the length of what a normal meeting would be at the mound for a regular season game. But it is spring training, and everybody gets a little leeway down here in spring.
Here's Chris Bryant licking his chops at the plate. 3-2 game pitch. Swing and a miss off speed. He was way out in front. Strike one. See Anderson heading towards the bullpen. His work is done as the pitch is down and in.
Anderson going to probably get down to the pen and finish up his day throwing some more pitches. First inning looked very good. Second inning might have got a little tired. Started casting that breaking ball. Left a couple of them up in his second inning.
1-1 to Bryant. Stewart delivers. Swing, ground ball. Foul, third base. And then down the left field line. A ball and two strikes. A couple things that happen in spring training and no other time. You'll see pitchers jogging on the warning track. And sometimes they'll go down and throw more after their time. And the game is over in the bullpen. But also the managers and the coaches will sit on folding chairs just outside of the dugout and watch. Long pause. Here's the 1-2. Swing, fly ball, deep left field. Ethier back at the warning track to the wall. So long. Grand slam. Chris Bryant.
Well, you got a packed house here at Sloan Park, and the one thing they would love to see is Chris Bryant do some damage in the game, and he ends up getting a high off-speed pitch, the second one of the at-bat, and he ends up hitting a line drive bullet to left into the grass berm. Grand slam home run for Bryant. Cubs 7-2.
Looked like it hit the top of the wall and then bounced into the berm. There's a yellow padded cap that sits on top of that wall, so you can tell the difference between the wall and, you know, where the top is, and of course where it ends. So Chris Bryant, one of the best in the game at the long ball, and there's four big ones. It's 7-2 Cubs. The Dodgers going to make a pitching change. Pitching changes are brought to you by Sloan. We're at Sloan Park. Now this from Sloan.